during my sabbatical. And in particular, I would like to thank Tom Salisbury, who helped me with terminology and with some results I'm going to mention. So, okay, let's see. Is it better? Let's see. I'm going to concentrate on one projector only. Let me see. And I will only use the second one if I need to compare two formulas, for example. Okay, let's see this one. Dusty. No one probably used it for quite a while, since last year. Okay. So, this is the abstract which you all have. So, and I'm going to concentrate on infinite variance case in this lecture, because I already considered the case when the limit is super Brownian motion, and moreover I spoke on that upstairs last fall and also in 2005, and also I dealt with continuous or super Brownian motion case in my talk at SSP 2005 at Cornell University. So, I'm going to discuss total masses of two branching diffusing particle systems which converge to discontinuous, or in particular consider convergence to discontinuous 2D beta superprocessors. And the terminology is from my joint work with Don Dawson, published in Stochastic Processes and Applications in 1994. So in order to derive such local limit theorems, I need to study subtle properties of these random variables. And I consider, beta is an index which is responsible for branching mechanism, and I'll comment on that. It's just few comments on what I'm going to talk about. So I will introduce all the parameters. Yeah. So, but I'm going to discuss two specific branching diffusing particle systems which have the same branching mechanism, but one starts from a non-random number of particles and the other one has a Poisson field of initial particles. So, and when I considered these two particle systems, I realized that proving convergence for them is actually related to a very old method developed by Boris Gnedenko in late 30s, and it is discussed in his famous joint book with Andrei Kolmogorov on limit distributions. English translation appeared in 1954. And this is the method which is classical and used to derive limit results for convergence of triangular arrays to to infinitely divisible distributions. And what I observed, and that's what I'm going to discuss at the end of today's presentation, is that Poissonization of initial condition is closely related to this Gnedenko's method. Okay. Now, I will discuss briefly both systems. So probably I don't need you to see two transparencies at the same time, but I just needed to compare some of the formulas from time to time. So let me start with the description of two models. And I'm going to do it in a sketchy manner. And if you are interested, you can find these descriptions in many publications. So Don Dawson and myself published a 1994 paper in Stochastic Processes, which is devoted to that. And also Vika published a joint paper with Ken Hochberg from Bar-Ilan on related topic. So it was in, I believe it was in Cornell University Conference Proceedings published in 1995. So my original branching diffusic particle system, which I denote by capital BPS and denote by capital Xi, depends on arguments beta M T and also on large parameter eta. It's similar to what Kavita considered this morning. So it will go to infinity at the end, but eta is my integer valued parameter. And it is interpreted as eta identical and independent particles, which are located at the origin at the initial time instant. The mass m over eta is assigned to each particle. Therefore, when we look at such branching diffusing particle system Xi as the measure valued process, so we realize that the total mass is all at zero, and the measure of this measure valued process at zero equals m, this probability one. So there is no randomness here. Then the lifetime of each particle is exponential with mean 1 over eta to the power beta, where beta is between 0 and 1. So I answered your question, but beta also appears in the next slide. So once the particle comes up to the end of its lifespan, it is going to split and produce a random number capital K of particles. And the branching mechanism is as follows. So probability that k equals n is it's negative 1 to n over 1 plus beta times the number of combinations of n out of 1 plus beta if n is not equal to 1 and it is 1 otherwise. So the number of combinations is understood in the generalized sense. So when we look at this random variable, we get that the average number of descendants is exactly 1, and therefore this branching mechanism is critical. Moreover, we can show that this law given by formula 1, it belongs to the domain of normal attraction of an extreme stable distribution with a stability index 1 plus beta and skewness 1. So these are basic things. I don't want to comment on those. So, of course, we suppose for simplicity that each newly born particle is a copy of its parent and immediately starts to undergo the same motion. The motions, lifetimes, and branchings of all particles are assumed to be independent of one another. Yeah, this is correct. Yeah, you mean this formula, yeah? Yeah, because when you define this, it will be a coefficient of expansion. Like you have this number of combinations, you have the expansion of 1 minus x to the power negative 1 plus beta over the powers of x, and that's why you need negative 1 to n to get rid of those. So this can be written down in terms of gamma function, but there is such a neat way to give this representation. Okay, so this is my first model. Let me turn the second projector on and remind that for this model, the initial number of particles is eta. So, but, so many of you know that it is often more natural to suppose that the initial number of particles of my branching diffusing particle system is random. So, for example, if you want to derive the high density approximation for such branching fluctuating particle systems, it turns out that the results become more elegant under the assumption that the initial number of particles is Poisson. This particular method is really neatly presented in the monograph by Eugene Dinkin, published in 1994. Dawson, Hochberg, and myself also used this Poisson initial condition in our 1995 and 1996 papers. But the idea actually goes back to 1985 work by Luis Garrosteza. So, therefore, I assume now that everything is the same as in the previous system, Xi, but instead of Xi, eta, I consider BPS epsilon eta that depends on the same parameters beta, m, and t. Actually, Tom Salisbury suggested to call it quasi-stationary, and I like this terminology, so I use it frequently now. So, actually, the introduction of such quasi-stationary branching diffusing particle system is to some extent analogous to Gnedenko's proof of limit results on convergence to infinitely divisible distributions. Not to the formulation of the results, which of course everyone knows, but to the actual proof, which I'm not sure many people really looked at. So, it is well known that both this original and quasi-stationary branching diffusing particle systems converge to the common high-density limit known as discontinuous to debater superprocess, and parameter eta must go to infinity. So, and as I said, I'm going to concentrate on total mass because it's simpler. So I suppress the motion for now, and capital M sub beta M of t is the value of this measure-valued process when the argument is the whole space RD. So this total mass for each fixed t is well studied. So Lamperti also looked at its properties. And for example, it can be characterized by its Laplace transform h of u, which equals exponent of negative mu over 1 plus beta over 1 plus beta times t times u to beta to the power 1 over beta. Okay, I will need this formula for a few minutes. Now, I want to introduce intensity little mu sub beta mt, which is m times t times beta over beta plus 1, and the whole thing is in the power negative 1 over beta. My total mass capital M, which has this Laplace transform that I already presented, is of course a compound Poisson variable, and since it's compound Poisson, it is infinitely divisible, but we can in fact write down the density of its Levy measure as follows. So it is M, which is the original mass, times the square of my intensity when mass m equals 1, times the density of a non-negative random variable, p sub beta, evaluated at argument mu beta 1c times y, where p sub beta of y is the density of a random variable that was considered in a very old paper by Vladimir Zolotarev, published in the Russian journal in 1957. Lamperti was the one who noticed that this random variable has the density. Tom Salisbury actually mentioned that to me earlier this year. So anyway, this density by itself is quite interesting, so it has interesting properties which I recently derived, but I really have no time to talk about that. And a lot of the results which I'm going to present are actually based on the properties of this density of Zolotarev's random variable. Now, my total mass m sub beta m, which is given by this Laplace transform, has a nice scaling property. It equals m times total mass, provided that m equals 1, evaluated at time instant t over m to beta. Because of this property, it's certainly clear we don't have to care about parameter m at all. And I'm going to concentrate on the simplest case when little m is 1 and m sub beta of t is simply m sub beta 1 of t. So, a lot has been done for critical binary branching, in which case we have convergence to continuous super-Brownian motion. I just published a paper, by the way, on that. For total mass of discontinuous 2D beta processes, nothing was really known, not even the Lebesgue decomposition of this distribution. And the next result addresses this issue. So for each fixed real t, the distribution of random variable m sub beta of t, it is certainly compound Poisson, but it has point mass at the origin which corresponds to extinction, so it's e to the negative of mu sub beta 1t, but then it also has an absolutely continuous component over 0 infinity with the density little f beta t of x, such that the density of the absolutely continuous component is continuous at each positive point, but unbounded at the right-hand neighborhood of zero. So this is actually the condition that screws up everything. But also it has the following asymptotics at infinity. F sub beta t of x is equivalent to beta over gamma of 1 minus beta times t times x to the negative power of beta plus 2. This was actually a non-trivial result to derive. There is the whole theory of Poisson summation, which is applied to densities, but all the results I'm aware about actually pertain to the case of bounded densities, which is not the case for Zolotaryov's density that I had to deal with. Okay. So, the next results I'm going to talk about can be viewed as analogs of a local de Moivre Laplace theorem. So we know integral theorems on weak convergence of branching particle systems to discontinuous to debate superprocesses. And such results are proved under natural regularity conditions and not certainly just for the branching mechanism which I presented at the beginning of this lecture. But when we try to derive local limit theorems, it is not unusual that one has to impose much tougher conditions in order to derive them. And this appears to be the case for local limit theorems that I'm going to present. So, also keep in mind that we are trying to approximate discrete structures. We deal with discrete distributions, the total number of particles divided by their mass for branching fluctuating particle systems. And we are going to derive local approximations by a limiting compound Poisson distribution that has an absolutely continuous component and certain point mass at zero. Okay? Okay. The first theorem pertains to quasi-stationary branching particle system, upsilon. So, and m beta tilde eta is the total mass of this upsilon eta. So, the initial number of particles here is Poisson. So, I fix real x greater than zero, and I confine my attention only to those integer values of parameter eta for which x eta belongs to the set of natural numbers. This is necessary to guarantee that x is the value from the range of my total mass of branching fluctuating particle system. Because here I have the total number of particles divided by eta. So when I take eta from the denominator here to numerator there, x eta must be integer. Okay, then this random variable is approximated by the density of the absolutely continuous component of superprocess times 1 over eta. So this guy looks the same as in local de Moivre Laplace theorem, where you get 1 over the root of n times the normal density for the approximation. But what is good is that the rate of convergence is constant over eta squared. But much worse things occur at the origin. So when we consider the probability of extinction for branching fluctuating particle system and subtract probability of extinction for the limiting superprocess, so this difference is equivalent to constant over eta to the power of beta, which is much worse. So this result can be used to this watch is at 10 minutes ahead. I know this for sure. So it's 10 minutes to 6. Yeah, I watch the time, don't worry. So anyway, so theorem 3 is basically the same result for the original branching fluctuation particle system, when the total number of particles is non-random and equal eta. So we also get the same approximation, so with the same rate of convergence, 1 over eta squared, and the same problem at the origin, where they converge, but with much worse rate, eta to the power beta. But constant C2 here is actually greater than constant C1 in the previous result. Now, in the few minutes which remain, I want to comment on the method and also on relation Tugnidenko's old results. So in order to prove these results, I employed Poisson mixtures techniques, Laplace method, and estimates in the local Poisson theorem. The third theorem follows from the second theorem. And in order to explain Gnidenko's method, I want to say the following. So my total mass for the original system can be decomposed into the composition of eta clusters as eta. Each cluster is the number of descendants, actually it would be total mass of a certain particle from the initial set. Of course, some clusters will be empty because an initial particle might simply die out, or its descendants might just simply die out. But Gnidenko's idea actually consists in approximating each term from the sum by a random variable whose Levy measure coincides with the probability function of this random variable everywhere but the origin. And it turns out that when you really consider total mass of the quasi-stationary branching particle system, which I denote by M tilde, then its Levy measure equals eta times probability that the same variable as eta attains the value S from the set N over it. So this is exactly a infinitely divisible random variable, which is to be used for approximation according to Gnidenko. So I also want to comment on critical binary branching case, where there are counterparts to these results, and in fact my paper on that just came up this month. The accuracy of approximation for positive axis, which is of order constant over eta squared, are the same as in the case of convergence to continuous super-Brownian motion. And I spoke about it upstairs. But much worse things occurred at zero in the discontinuous case. It is because in the case of super-Brownian motion, we know a lot about the density, and the density is bounded at zero. It has a jump, but it is bounded. Therefore, we can achieve better things. And of course, there is something to be said about properties of this function f. When beta is between 1/2 and 1, I can actually give the asymptotics of this density at 0. I believe it's also true for each beta, but now it's 5 minutes to 6, and I'm officially supposed to finish now. Thank you for your attention.
Distribution comes from, it's just actually a sort of a gamma kind of
The Lotarev distribution is an integral representation, like it involves.
It.
It uses. That's not with gamma. Not with gamma, really. It involves factor e to negative x. I can write it down, actually. What I'm saying, it's not a problem for me to write it down explicitly, but I would have to use the board for that. It's not a problem. May I please ask you to turn on the light? Thank you. Gamma is not involved there, do? No, it is not. So this is the density for positive x, which is beta or beta squared over gamma of 1 over beta times x to the power beta minus 1 times integral from not plus to infinity of e to negative x over u to the power beta times u to the power negative beta plus 1 times stable density with stability index beta and skewness 1 of u du. So this is not gamma. So gamma function is involved. There is a resemblance. Yeah, there is a resemblance. There is a resemblance. Moreover, if once we started speaking about this density, it behaves at positive infinities 1 plus beta over gamma 1 minus beta times u to the power negative beta plus 2. Actually, it's x. But also what happens at zero is that it is equivalent to 1 over gamma 1 plus beta to the power x to beta.